Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill here with the Christmas Eve sports news. Reasonably quiet day, although a development in Cork.
Yeah, and that's a surprise development as well. Cork City are preparing for the new season now, but they've lost their manager. Ger Nash has stepped down with immediate effect. The announcement came just weeks ahead of the start of the First Division, where Cork are going to play now, having been relegated from the Premier Division. The 39-year-old also led Cork to the FAI Cup final, where, of course, they were beaten by Shamrock Rovers. But his former assistant, David Myler, now is amongst the early favourites for the vacant role. To last night's action, Arsenal secured their place in the semi-finals of the League Cup after a dramatic penalty shootout victory over Crystal Palace. The game had ended 1-1, but Arsenal won 8-7 on penalties. The first 15 kicks were all successful. It was a very good penalty shootout. Before the Arsenal goalkeeper Kepa saved from Palace defender Maxence Lacroix. Now, it was a bad night for Lacroix because earlier he had put through his own goal to give Arsenal the lead before Palace captain Mark Gahey scored an equaliser in added time. The Arsenal manager, Mikel Arteta, admitted there were a lot of nervous moments.
Yeah, a bit too much because we played a really good opponent, very difficult to generate chances, but I think today we generated a lot in the first half through a different game that they proposed in the second half against a team that were much more aggressive. And at the end, when the margins are not bigger and they should have been bigger, you concede a set piece and you are in trouble. But the players showed a lot of emotional control. They were really composed, took the penalties really well, and Ian Kepa did what he had to do.
So many positives to take from tonight, not only the result, obviously, but giving players minutes, vital minutes as well, and advancing. And now you're at the top of the Premier League, at the top of the Champions League for Christmas Day. That must feel really special, doesn't it?
Very good. And we made 8 changes today. And normally when you do that, you lose certain chemistry, rhythm, and you can see that in the team. I didn't see that. I saw the opposite, a team really well blended, playing with a great attitude and energy and a matter of quality as well.
Gabby Jesus, got to talk about him being back, his 100th appearance as well tonight. Kai Havertz seems on the cusp of returning as well. How nice is it for you to be having these players coming back into the mix during such a busy festive period?
Very important, in particular Gabby as well, after the year that he's had. To have his start after 11 months and to see him that fit, that sharp and that chaotic sometimes as well, it's something really good.
Yeah, and obviously now 6 seasons here, you've come agonisingly close so many times in the past. What gives you the sense that this season is it, that this season is different? Because it feels like there's a different air around here at the minute.
Yeah, there is a lot of belief and the players really want it. Everybody really wants it. As you said, we've been really close. So it's just in that transition of winning, the margins are very, very small. We saw that again tonight, and we need to do everything that we can to achieve what we want.
Yeah, they're almost straight back into action at the weekend. Also yesterday evening, Nicholas Jackson scored twice as Senegal made a winning start at the African Cup of Nations. They had a comfortable 3-0 win over Botswana. Nigeria beat Tanzania 2-1. Congo were 1-0 winners over Benin. Now, the Irishmen in action at the World Darts Championships were a little unlucky. William O'Connor came up against Michael van Gerwen, who was flexing his muscles. He played very well. 3-1 for van Gerwen in that match. Derry's Daryl Gurney, unlucky. He lost 3-2 to England's Callan Rides after a tiebreaker in the fifth set. And two-time world champion Peter Wright suffered a surprise 3-0 defeat to the German Arno Merck. The Darts takes a 3-day break now, third round due to begin on December 27th. Finally for now, some golf news, and 5-time major champion Brooks Koepka has left LIV Golf. The 35-year-old American controversially quit the PGA Tour to join the Saudi Arabian-backed series in 2022, and he won 5 events over 4 seasons. He reportedly had 1 year remaining on his contract, but the LIV Golf chief executive said his departure had been amicably and mutually agreed. It'll be interesting to see if more follow, actually.
Thank you, Des.